Country Club FM.
We just concluded train songs on Fave 5, so why not the train whistle here today? We've heard from Dave from Manorville. He's been just a texting tycoon today. He's been texting left and right here to the Bob Morning Show. We were talking about favorite Christmas song. Dave from Manorville says his second favorite Christmas song is Blue Christmas by Seymour Swine. The Porky Pig version. But it wasn't really Porky Pig, so they had to call it Seymour Swine, or Warner Brothers would have been, or Warner Bros. As our reporter. You weren't probably up yet.
No, I missed
when,
that.
When Nika Mejias did a nice little news report on Warner Brothers releasing their movies online and in theaters as well here for 2021. But
Call them Warner Bros.
Warner Bros. Oh, reading it verbatim. On the copy.
Good call.
So, but anyway, at some point in time, I think before Christmas, you're probably going to hear Blue Christmas, Seymour Swine here on Bob FM and on the Bob Morning Show.
We usually do.
It's a tradition. It's Almanac time, and today is Friday, the Friday edition, December 4th, 339th day of the year, 27 left to go. This is a big day here, not having to do with Christmas, but Thanksgiving. The first ever Thanksgiving dinner. Ooh. The Indians and the settlers and the pilgrims sat down and they celebrated the little Thanksgiving dinner. The Indians brought their maize. Pilgrims brought disease.
Right. Everybody had to bring something.
And, of course, it ended earlier than they thought because they started talking politics.
Oh, boy.
They started talking politics. And that might be the one good thing that comes out of this hole, and it's horrible that you can't gather with your families and have dinner with your families, holiday gatherings, but that might be the best repercussion or the best result of this as far as the side effect is families aren't getting together and getting into political fights.
That's true.
Because there would have been a few of them when you consider all the things that are flying around politically here these days, right? I don't know if that's a pro or a con or what you're looking at, but the first Thanksgiving celebrated Virginia 1619, our patent of the day, the power mower, was patented on this date. I don't know how it was powered, but it was a power mower, meaning that it was not just human power. Maybe it was donkey power. Peter Galliard, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, this date, 1812. How about James Monroe, elected president on this date? Now, that wasn't that big of a deal. James Monroe, Monroe Doctrine, fifth president of the United States. But the big deal here is that we came close to having a president named Rufus. Rufus King was the second place finisher from the Federalist Party. That was the state 1860. So we almost had a Rufus.
So was he the vice president then?
I think by that time, you have to look that up. Was Rufus King a vice president? Because back in the day, if you finished second, you were vice president.
Right.
They ended that sometime in the 1800s. As you know,
yes.
1867, this is kind of locally significant because a Minnesota farmer, Oliver Hudson Kelly, have you heard of the Kelly Farm?
Yes.
Off of Highway 10, it's a great historical site.
Here, yeah.
And they just, in the last couple of years, underwent a tremendous remodeling and addition as far as their buildings, as far as the parking lot and the buildings and the Welcome Center and some of their facilities. Well, what an upgrade at the Kelly Farm. If you haven't been there, you should certainly visit there, probably maybe after the pandemic or during. They're taking precautions. But Oliver Kelly was the guy who founded the Grange, which is basically a union for farmers. Farmers had a little union so they could battle. It was the railroads, Neil. The railroads were evil.
Sure.
Back in the 1800s, and the farmers had to rise up and defeat the evil empire of the railroads because they were trying to make a monopoly of grain and all this other stuff, and they were rerouting tracks to where they weren't going to get to the grain, and the farmers were having a hard time, so they had to find a way to rise up and organize, and they did, thanks to Oliver Kelly. It was called the Order of the Patrons of Husbandry was the actual name of the organization, but we later, and certainly on episodes of Little House on the Prairie, we learned to call it the Grange. 1867. 1918 here this date. Woodrow Wilson, the first president to ever travel. This was well before Air Force One, Neil. He's the first ever president to travel outside the U.S. He was heading to France, the Versailles Peace Conference to end World War One.
Yep.
You know, you'd think that they would have traveled to Canada or Mexico, but no. It was Woodrow Wilson, Woody, on this date, 1918 and 54.
Have it your way.
So, Neil, if you were to have your Whopper your way, how would you have your Whopper your way at Burger King?
It would look more like a double cheeseburger because I don't
no
put
lettuce,
salad.
No tomatoes. No. How about mayonnaise? Would you keep the mayonnaise?
No mayonnaise either.
It's not a Whopper then.
I've never
Maybe
ordered
just
a Whopper
the size.
And I never
You've
will.
You've never, ever, ever had a Whopper?
Negative. Why
wow.
would I? I don't like if I want
that's
salad,
right.
I order
salad.
Salad.
Yeah, that's right. It is delicious.
Burger,
it's very delicious. It's the Whopper. It's tremendous. Urban legend has it that my mother ate 7 of them when she was pregnant with me. May explain some things. But the first Burger King opened on this date in Miami, Florida. Flame broiled goodness. If I was asked, would you take a Whopper or a Big Mac? I would take a Whopper. 10 out of 10 times,
oh,
I certainly
okay.
would. It's the flame-broiled goodness
yeah,
of Burger
broiled
King,
is good.
1954. How about in 56?
Ooh, Lordy, I shall not be, I shall not be moved.
Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, together, basically just jamming. Sun Records in Memphis, the $1 Million Quartet, but these recordings just sat around. I don't know, they were Sam Perkins' family, I don't know where they were. They were just sitting around. They weren't released for 25 years.
That's crazy.
It wasn't until the 80s that they actually released those tracks, that audio of those guys singing, and then they actually became like a traveling show too. Not the actual guys, but there were people playing the singers, the $1 Million Quartet. It's like a musical, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Pretty impressive. Oh yeah, yeah, do, for yeah. sure. Everybody,
let's remember the Cowardly Lion.
What makes the dawn come up like thunder? What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apron cuffs? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You can say that again.
Oh, is that good? He was the king of the forest, but he didn't have courage. The wizard would give it to him. Age 72, Bert Lahr died on this date. Ooh. The Cowardly Lion from
Very
Wizard of Oz,
1988.
I'm going back someday.
Actual audio, the actual performance of Roy Orbison this date. We didn't know it would be his final concert, but it turned out to be his final concert, sadly, at the Front Row Theater, Highland Heights, Ohio, just outside of Akron. 2 days later, I think he was at his mother's house, and he died of a heart attack at only the age of 52.
What a talent.
He seems like he was around so much longer. He always wore those dark glasses. It was really hard to tell to look into his eyes and get his true age.
Right.
So he always seemed like he was older, but he was only 52. Roy Orbison dead this date in 88. How about 91?
You just do what you have to do. You wake up every day and you summon up the energy from somewhere, even when you think you haven't got it, and you get through the day. And you do it, day after day after day.
A CBS News special report for Terry Anderson, Freedom.
Terry Anderson was the AP, Associated Press correspondent, that had spent... We had a guy that was just released on the Almanac yesterday. He was 5 years in captivity in Lebanon.
Right.
This one, Terry Anderson, even longer, 7 years in captivity, released this date in 1991.
Wow.
The rumor was that, you know, he was the Associated Press correspondent, that it was the UPI who had taken him hostage.
Right.
Because they were finishing second all the time to the Associated Press. Associated Press was always better than UPI.
Right.
United Press International. But it was actually the Lebanese and the factions that had taken that American reporter away. And he is freed this date, 1991. Very same day.
Oh, I don't think my heart can stand it. It's a party!
It's not just any party, it's a Judd's party, Neil.
This is the biggest night of our lives. Hello.
And you'd be surprised, Cletus T. Judd did not make it.
Huh.
But he's not related, so he wasn't invited.
No, he wasn't.
So it was the farewell concert, Naomi Winona, the Judds, 1991. It was in Nashville. It was televised. It was put on VHS. Not As the Judds had to split up, it did, because Naomi had hepatitis, which one was it, C?
C, I believe.
Yeah, and she could not tour any longer, and there were some reunions.
Yes.
It wasn't the absolute end of the Judds, but as far as them as a touring major act, it kind of was. And that then opened the door for Wynonna.
And she did pretty well as a solo artist, I would say.
And in 2000 on this date, O.J. Simpson was involved in an incident with another motorist in Miami, Florida. They called it road rage. He would go to trial for it. And, you know, they were trying to get him into jail for anything.
Sure.
I mean, they took him in for road rage. I mean, he was taking labels off of mattresses. He was jaywalking. They were trying to, you know, get him 5 to 10 years for that.
Right.
You know, because, you know, he got off with the killing. And, but they were trying to get him into jail somehow, some way. And finally, he did it himself by breaking into people's rooms and trying to steal his Heisman Trophy back.
Right.
And that usually did it. Simpson accused of scratching the other motorist's face while pulling off the man's glasses. But you know what? He has a right to do that. He was looking for the real killer.
Right. And the glasses were like a disguise.
It is. Well, just ask Clark Kent. All he does is put on glasses. Nobody knows he's Superman.
Sure.
You know, just a simple pair of glasses from America's Best or from Pearl can turn you from Superman into a mild-mannered reporter. It's a proven fact, so this guy could have been the real murderer. That's why O.J. Simpson was pulling off his glasses. This date, 2000. Birthdays today, but first we need to mention our sponsor.
Right.
Making the almanac possible, Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world, and using those beans, a magical fruit, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online.
You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. The deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament.
Before he was a game show host, before he was
the Son and the Holy Ghost,
giving those very difficult questions on tic-tac-toe, I mean, very difficult. You had to be a Rhodes Scholar to get those tic-tac-toe questions.
That's right.
So Wink Martindale, that's his deck of cards, and I like his version of deck of cards better than Tex Ritter. Now, I know that is very controversial.
That is controversial.
But Wink Martindale is 87.
Uncle Jed, I decided I ain't going to be a brain surgeon.
I can bear up under that. After all, we still got Granny. Maybe one doctor in the family's enough.
Boy, I'm sure glad you're taking it so good.
What made you change your mind?
I seen another one of them double knot spy movies. Uncle Jed, that is what I was meant to be. Not 7 has got the world by the tail.
Not 7, that's what he calls him. There's Max Baer Jr.
Oh, that's good.
He's Jethro, TV show Beverly Hills Hillbillies, and he is 83 on our list today.
8 miles high, and when you touch down.
Here on Bob FM, we know him as one half of the Desert Rose Band, and we know him as one of the great guests ever in the history at our Bob Fair booth at the State Fair. Chris Hillman, 78 today.
What a good guy he was.
Founding member of the Byrds, Burrito Brothers, and then Desert Rose Band. The guy, all he does is start music groups.
Or the Flying Burrito Brothers, I believe it was.
No, they're like Starship.
Oh.
They changed their names as it went on. Because they started out as the Super Duper Flying Burrito Brothers, and then they were just Flying Burrito Brothers, then they were just the Burrito Brothers. Get with the act, Neil.
And it might even been the Burrito Bros at the end.
Could have been. So 78 today for Chris Hillman. He's singing the bird song, 8 Miles High there. Jeff Bridges.
You missed your shot, Cogburn.
Missed my shot!
You are more handicapped without the eye than I without the arm.
I can hit a gnat's eye at 90 yards.
Those gunshots are loud.
I love them.
That sound of it is running them cheap shells on me again.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes. That is to say, your eye.
That was a good,
yeah, a good
remake.
Yes,
of True Grit and Rooster Cogburn, and of course LaBeouf.
Yeah,
Matt
Jeff
Damon.
Bridges did a great job.
Jeff Bridges, he's Big Lebowski too.
Oh yeah,
bad guy in Iron Man, the first one.
He abides.
71 today.
Go away with Ed. Take Phil. I am giving you these 2 weeks. It's my present. Go and find your smile.
Billy Crystal had to find his smile. You know why he wasn't smiling?
I don't.
He was working in radio sales, Neil.
Oh, that's right.
He worked in radio.
That's right. That was his
gig. He wasn't smiling. Yeah. Patricia Wettig was his wife in that City Slicker movie.
Smile 69. There.
I don't think she was all that happy he brought home a calf, though.
No.
They're a little messier than dogs.
Right.
And you just don't know when they're going to go. I grew up on a farm. We knew.
Yeah, we found out.
But it's nice to have a dog because then they clean up after them. Patricia Wettig is 69. Gary Rossington, wasn't he in Leonard Skinner?
Absolutely. Then the Rossington Collins Band.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people didn't think that Gary Rossington and Joan Collins would make that great of a rock duo, but it really turned out to be fantastic.
Yes, it did.
Gary Rossington is 69. Happy birthday. A Seinfeld clip.
How is it that a man like you, so bald and so quirky and funny, how is it you're not taken?
Now, Marissa, I'm sort of engaged.
What?
That isn't what she wanted to hear. George just took a right hand to the cheek. Marissa Tomei is
didn't sound like a glancing
today. No,
either.
No, that isn't the time also that he said manure was a good word because it's ma and then newer. And manure isn't that bad, according to George. Fred Armisen is 54.
This is a good guy.
Tino's the finest club owner in the city.
My best friend ever, right?
Yes.
Yes, we have a thing in my country about people like him. The coyote of the desert always likes to eat the heart of the young. When the blood drips down to the children for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And only the ribs will be broken in two.
Tino.
Okay, well, Mr. Burgundy, we will be honored if you will play jazz flute for us.
And you know what? He did play jazz flute. That's Fred Armisen, SNL. I think he's on Late Night with Seth Meyers. He's the band leader. He's very talented. He's 54. Jay-Z, our rapper of the day, and he's one of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to rappers, Jay-Z is on probably the Mount Rushmore of rappers, wouldn't you say?
I would think so.
There must be a light at the end of the tunnel before I go out of control. I want to fall in love.
Some acoustic Lila McCann. By the way, Jay-Z is 51. This is a, if you were looking for acoustic Lila McCann, you've come to the right place. People have been looking for it for ages. And of course, the Almanac comes through.
Sure.
Lila McCann had a few hits there, and then she just kind of stepped away. Did she burn out, Neil? Or she just go, this isn't for me?
She must have. She went out to, you know, Los Angeles and... yeah, kind of got swallowed up in the West Coast living. And
that happens.
And she got on to, you know, once she made her debut on Texas, Walker, Texas Rangers.
Now, she didn't get swallowed up in a wildfire, though.
No,
it was just Hollywood.
That we know of.
She's 39.
Gone, but not forgotten. He is a businessman, and he was in the Austin area and came up with the Hormel.
Spam, bacon, sausage, and spam. Spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon, and spam. Spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato, and spam. Spam, 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 egg, and spam. Spam, 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 baked beans, spam, 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 and spam.
I know one listener in particular because he's already texted me and enjoyed that because he's a big Monty Python guy.
Sure. That's outstanding.
If anybody was going to make fun of spam, it'd be Monty Python.
They would do it. He opened up the Hormels company, Hormel, as most of us call it, in 1860 for George Hormel.
Their pepperoni is underrated.
It's very good.
It's very good. I mean, they're known for their chili and for their spam and some of the other stuff, but do not sleep on Hormel pepperoni. If you're looking for pepperoni to use in your Italian dishes,
right?
Pizza, lasagna, what have you.
Very, very good.
Use it.
And
look into it.
Their roast beef hash.
Ooh. Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Alicia Francis' girlfriend, though, is still dead. Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Francisco Franco, there he is. He's still dead at that point. He was born on this day, and the year was 1892. You remember Baba Black Sheep with Robert Conrad? The aviator Gregory Pappy Boyington was born on this day in 1912. He's the guy.
The way for old Dan Tucker. It's too late to get his supper.
Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker just
stands there looking.
There it is.
The lovable Mr. Edwards. Guy could hit a note, too.
I was talking about Pappy Boyington from Black Sheep Squadron. Anyway,
so how many times was Victor French
on Gunsmoke?
On Gunsmoke.
It was, it was more than they had. I think it was like 24 times or something.
He and Michael Landon were like attached at the hip.
They were best buds.
The first episode, regular episodic Little House on the Prairie that he was on, first thing he said when they got to Walnut Grove is, "Where's the saloon?"
Why not?
Yeah.
Victor French, and you know, I think both him and Michael Landon died of cancer, you know, at young ages. They're both smokers, heavy smokers. 1934 for Victor French, and he was the drummer from the Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson. Little drum solo.
He was associated with Manson.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad part of his life.
Yeah.
1944.
Making some bad decisions there, partying over at Manson's house.
Yeah.
That's not a party that I would go to.
No.
If they're not playing Uno, and I knew they weren't playing Uno at Manson's,
you wouldn't go.
No.
1944 for Dennis Wilson. And by the way, fact-checking, James Monroe's vice president was not Rufus.
Darn.
Rufus Best or whatever the guy's name.
Rufus Best, he used to be a cornerback for the Vikings.
Right.
Returned punts.
Right. He was the vice president there was Daniel D. Tompkins.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Doug Stone, Jukebox of the Country Song, Ronnie Millsap, She Keeps the Home Fires Burning, or Pam Tillis, Cleopatra?
Let's go ladies first.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.